concern, and what is your name, sir?
Christopher Nicasio.
Mr. Nicasio, why don't you conduct your hearing, sir? Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Before we continue, I didn't understand how to pronounce your last name just now. How do you say it?
Gus-C-U.
Gus-C-U? Gus-C-U?
Unicycle.
Okay, thank you, sir. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Christopher Nicasio, ADC number 149-416.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Grossian?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself right now.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, the board member closest to you, to my left, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as your panel chairman, and to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Respy, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as a parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Grossian and Mr. Respy, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God and so you affirm. Thank you. Mr. Grossian, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision. With phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the community as your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report an established residency of transitional living community at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on about January 19, 2018, as directed on January 19, 2018. The whereabouts were unknown, thus you have absconded from supervision. Mr. Grossian, is this true or false? Well, sir, you'll have a chance to speak in detail during the second phase of the hearing, but right now we're just asking if it's true or false.
I did report it with that might be.
Well, sir, are you stating it's true or false?
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grossian. I'm going to make a motion to pass through the first phase of the hearing, and then you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail after phase one. But based on Mr. Grossian's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal race or company. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. White, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Grossian, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Respe, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, sir, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and as I stated, you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Respe.
January 19th, 2018, Mr. Phoenix, no new charges. He was back in custody February 11th, 2018. In the justice city of August 12th, 2018, the 23 discounters. Current conviction, 2017, shoplifting 2 years. Prior convictions, 2000, criminal assault, 1 year. 2005, narcotic violation, 2 years. 2009, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2010, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC, CUIR score 2-1, alcohol score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no main information on prior term supervision, 2000, 758 days, broke by the DOC. 2006, TIS release completion, 7 months. 2012, TIS release, extended 65 days. Arrest and misdemeanor shoplifting and interfering with judicial proceedings, revoked by the DOC. Disciplinary violations and removal of drugs noted. After his return to DOC on February 20, 2018, he received a guilty major for disciplinary written orders when he refused to house his unit. Under arrest, 1991, Woodward, Arizona, felony conviction, probation, 2002, DUI, Arizona, jail. Community risk score is a G355.
Thank you, Mr. Respe. Back to you, Mr. Gostin. Before we continue, I'm going to make a quick review of the case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to transition living community. Again, you failed to report or establish residency, and you did not provide any other residential addresses prior to being, or prior to absconding. Were you able to work at all when you were outside of the correction system, sir?
Yes, sir.
Please accept my condolences on behalf of the board. That's tragic. We have programming notes that you are sound, you assigned a task for the color of the day program for your analysis. It looks like that you failed to report for a scheduled face-to-face visit with your assigned parole officer, along with failure to submit at task on January 3rd, 2018. And by February 5th, it looks like you had not made any contact with the parole officer. So I will begin by asking, you are missing from community supervision for 23 days. What was going on during that time, sir?
I just got scared. I just stopped by and go to church. I see my daughter, so I stood up and there's no electricity.
Well, so that's unfortunate, sir. I mean, as a board member, we operate independently of the Department of Corrections, but it's been our experience that the parole officers can be flexible with the parolee is willing to cooperate with the conditions and communicate. So it's highly advised that if you end up on community supervision in the future, to really work with the communication with your parole officer. It looks like that you were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department. What caused the police to make contact with you when you're out in the street, sir?
Was on 50th Street in Indian School. I was sitting right there by a bus stop with my friends. My friends still sitting there, and she didn't look down to shoot, and the police pulled up and they were sitting behind the building. And I guess there were some people who called in, it was weird, but I was just sitting there right there. And then they let my friend go, they told me I had run, they arrested me. And
sir, did you have ongoing problems with alcohol or drugs?
No, I don't drink. I don't smoke cigarettes, and I was going to work two nationals. I quit before I even got arrested back in 2015.
Well, we commend you for that. That's always a good sign when people are able to get any addictions under control. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Grissom, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already shared with the board, but this is your hearing. So, do you have anything else you need to say to the board? Fellow board members, this is a very tragic case. and it's really hard to hear about an individual losing a child. Probably one of the most tragic things I can think of. But unfortunately, Mr. Gosseyoun failed to abide by the conditions of his release. It should be noted that he has two past instances in which he absconded from supervision, which would indicate that he understands his past conditions of release. They tend to be consistent. And at this point, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision based on that pattern, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. And that is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0382, a discussion with Mr. Gosseyoun, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal agent company.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Mr. Gosseyoun, your supervision has been revoked, and you have been released on or about August 12, 2018, which is a little less than 5 months away. We recognize that may sound like a long time, but it's just a matter of weeks. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to pursue any programming inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for your safe return to the community. Again, please accept my condolences for the loss of your child, and we do wish you a safe and productive return to the community. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you for appearing before the board today, Mr. Gosseyoun, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, sir.